Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here we are, my friends. We have reached the third Saturday in October. And you know what that means in places like Knoxville and Tuscaloosa. It is BetMGMU, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network with you every weekend. Get you ready for all of the weekend's big matchups. And that's just one, Bama and Tennessee, of five ranked matchups across the college football landscape this week that we've got to get to alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I am Chris Mack. Make sure you're following us on all the social media at BetMGM Network. You can watch the show as well. Subscribe to the YouTube page at the BetMGM Network. We'll get you our best bets of the weekend, maybe some pizza money parlays. We'll sprinkle a little bit of something on those as well. Maybe a peek at the Heisman, but a lot of games to get to. Before, though, we dive into week eight, gentlemen, we have to put week seven to bed, and we've got to put James Franklin to bed. We're going to tuck him in on top of that big fluffy mattress of $50 million that he's going to get paid out over the next several years, as that's the big story. Penn State loses again, and they are the first FBS team in the last 30 years to lose back-to-back games as 20-plus point favorites. Obviously, we talked about the UCLA loss a week ago and Northwestern last weekend. That was enough for Pat Kraft, the AD at Penn State, and the administration, as well as a lot of the fans. It had been past enough to move on from James Franklin. 104-45 overall, 64-36 in the Big Ten after 11 seasons. But we know what that track record was against top 10 teams. It was not good. John, I mentioned this last week, and we brought it up here on the show, that if things did not quickly get better at Penn State, it might mean an exit for James Franklin. As an alum and someone who's up there all the time, the noise was very loud that if he did not finally get over the hump, his job might be on the line. It's still somewhat surprising to see a guy go from playoffs last year, number two team in the country preseason this year, to middle of October, he's out.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that stat about losing two straight games, right, as a 20-plus point favorite. I mean, you lose people. I mean, you lose people. And forget, you know, expectations. Forget the fact that, you know, James Franklin won 70% of his games. Forget the fact that, you know, Penn State was they were good. It was a good program. They were probably you know, a second place in the Big Ten, second tier of national title conversation, you know, program. That's who they were. But you're just hearing more and more come out, you know, about the vibes, about, you know, what people were you know, feeling inside that building. You know, it stacks up when you don't beat those ranked teams. And you're expected to, you know, at some point. You're expected to break through. And you know, you go 144. You go 104-45. And that's great, but if none of the 104 are meaningful wins that help the program break through, you know, people aren't going to want to hear it. So, you know, I think in some ways he was a victim of his own success. You know, he did a really good job there most of the time, but at some point, you know, the expectations ratchet up, and you have to beat the big ones and win the big ones. And for James Franklin, it never happened.
It never happened. And look, this is the blessing and curse of college football being where it is. You know, Bo Schembechler was there for what, 20 years at Michigan. How many titles did he win? Joe Paterno, Penn State. What did he go before he won his first national championship? 16, 18 years? I mean, it's a different era. It just is. Like, the sport is putting so much money into it. NIL, there are no more there's no more where you got to give a guy three recruiting classes. You know, you could turn it around in 1 year with a good NIL season. Kurt Cignetti's showing that in Indiana. So it's the right move and the wrong move. It's terrible for the sport where you have a coach that does nothing but win 10 games, gets run out of town. Right. And that's terrible. But it also signifies the growth of the sport and where it is. It's never been more like the NFL. It continues to be more like the NFL every single day and every single year. And James Franklin is just the latest, and he won't be the last. It'll be Sark. It'll be Dan Lanning. It'll be Josh Heupel. It'll be any of these guys who haven't won a title yet, right? Any of these guys who haven't won a title yet is next. Whether or not they're winning 10 games or not, they're next.
Yeah, this is what happens when you open the field to a lot more teams. You open the idea of the possibility of winning a national championship to a lot more teams, and everybody sees themselves in it as long as they are one of those double-digit win teams more years than not. If you aren't able to get a program to the peak, to the pinnacle, and achieve that ultimate success, then you're right, Choppy. Guys are not going to be kept around. It's not like the Bo Schembechler years where you could go, you know, 8-2 every year, and that's good enough because you're going to be in competition for the Big Ten crown every year or whatever it may be, whatever great coaching name you think of from yesteryear, and what was good enough to maintain their position. And look, the realization was the writing was on the wall in State College amongst many of us Penn State fans, and I think the administration as well, that, like you said, James Franklin was a very good coach, and as John put it, maybe a victim of his own success to a certain extent, in that he was going to be that 10-win guy every year, or have a shot at least 10 wins every year, but he was never going to be the guy that reached the ultimate goal. A very good coach. And I want to be clear, people at Penn State, many of us who are clear thinking anyway, There is a great amount of thanks for what James Franklin did. Bill O'Brien kept the program afloat at a very, very dark time at Penn State. James Franklin came in and got it back, ascended back to national prominence, but he was never going to take the final step of becoming a national champion. And now the question is, John, who is the right person to go to State College and take that program from? Old 10-2 Jimmy, driver's ed Jimmy, as we used to call it, 10-2, 10-2, to, yeah, they're a legit national title contender on an annual basis. Matt Rhule is the odds-on favorite, if you search for odds online, 2-1, because he grew up in State College. He went to Penn State. He worked with Pat Kraft at Temple. They are still very close. That makes a ton of sense. It's not going to be Kurt Cignetti. We know that because that man just got paid on Thursday afternoon by Indiana, an 8-year contract extension with an average compensation of over $11.5 million a year. So who makes sense now, John, for Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, I think Rhule is just the obvious candidate. And I think this is going to require somebody that really is of the place. And I mean, Penn State is an interesting football program because, I mean, it was basically Joe Paterno. I know we don't really say his name, but I mean, that's what the program was for decades and decades and decades. And it was great. And it was a contender and it was really good. And of course, you know, since then it has been a, you know, I won't say a struggle because James Franklin did get it back, but I just kind of wonder a little bit about, like, what should it be? What should Penn State football be? Should it be a contender every year? I mean, the support is there, the funding is there, but to truly have Penn State in that conversation every year, I think as we are learning, is going to be very difficult. It just is. It's going to be a hard thing to do. And so, while I understand and sympathize with Penn State's decision here to move on from James Franklin because he wasn't breaking through, you know, it's no guarantee the next guy does either, right? Like that there is a, and by the way, it's no guarantee that the next guy wins 10 games a year either. It's no guarantee that the next guy wins 70% of his games. Again, I've been there. It reminds me a little bit of when Tubby Smith got fired by Memphis after two seasons. It was like, how can you possibly fire Tubby Smith after 2 years? Like, you know, he's a Hall of Fame coach. He's won a national. Well, because, you know, you have to placate the fan base and you have to try for more and better. And obviously James Franklin topped out, but I think rule makes sense. I just don't know that it's going to be as simple as, all right, we made a change and now all of a sudden Penn State's going to get to where they hope to go. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, I think it is going to be difficult. Look, to their west is Ohio State and Michigan and Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. To their south is the SEC. And to their east are absolutely zero Division I football players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's coming out of Boston that you want? Who's coming out of Manhattan that's playing college football? Right? Jersey's got a couple of running backs and some wide receivers, right? You're not getting – this is – they're in a tricky spot. I mean, they're in a difficult spot. They are very – limited. It's not like, you know, Alabama at least can go south to Florida and just find a million candidates that want to go to school there. It's difficult at Penn State. It just is. They're good, but they are a legendary. They are a nationwide national brand. They're a legendary program. So they're always going to be good. They might have a down year or two here or there, but they're going to have. I mean, they're what? I mean, how many programs can you say are absolutely a more desirable job? 6, 8, 10 They're absolutely more desirable. I mean, not many.
It's why Choppy, they started over the last 10 to 15 years, mostly under Franklin, to dip as much into Virginia and SEC territory in Florida as they did. And it's worked out great for them. But James Franklin was at the forefront of a lot of that recruiting.
Right, because he was in the SEC. He had some of those recruiting ties. Right. They really need to go after Brian Kelly. That's the guy.
Don't you bite your tongue, RJ Choppy.
He does not fit at the SEC. You know that. He is a northern guy. He's a good coach. He's
I can't
a jerk.
Do that.
We all know
I can't
that.
Do
we
that.
We all know he is. But you know, you'll be fine. You'll win games.
I can't do that. I'll throw some names out there and then I want to pivot back to Cignetti briefly for just a couple minutes before we get into the games. For the entertainment vibes alone, I don't know how much they'd have to pay him. Lane Kiffin, assuming that's a possibility, just for the entertainment vibes. Kenny Dillingham.
Lane, by the way, is going to two places. He's going to go to Florida or the New York Giants.
Okay.
That's where Lane's going.
Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State, if you're looking for a guy from another power conference but not one of the big two conferences to maybe make that leap and grow with the program, I like as a name. People have mentioned Brent Key, Manny Diaz, Brian Hartline at Ohio State is a name that's popped up. Then you'd have both of the former Ohio State coordinators in Hartline and Knowles, although it hasn't worked well for Knowles so far this year. And I had an older Penn State alum say this to me the other day. I don't think they would do it because it would nary make a ripple, let alone a wave across the college football landscape. But a lot of older Penn State people would like it. He's going to be the interim coach the rest of this year. Terry Smith, who has also been at the forefront of a lot of their recruiting efforts in Virginia. He's a Pittsburgh guy and has helped build those secondaries they've had over the last 5 to 10 years, is a name I've heard older Penn State alum mention. I don't think that's realistic, but there are some other names out there other than Matt Rhule. Real quick, because we got like a minute and a half here. Cignetti sticking at Indiana. This is a guy whose contract now takes him out through the age 72. Do we believe it's real, John, with Cignetti, and that this is more than just a 1 or 2 year blip on the radar benefiting, like Choppy mentioned, from the NIL landscape? Can he do this year after year at Indiana?
Yeah, I mean, because I think it'll compel Indiana to keep investing in football. I think it's just kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, they're getting a taste of football success. Seems like they really like it. Seems like they like it enough to make him the third highest paid coach in the country, which is absolutely outrageous to think about. Like, we're talking about football, right? Not basketball. Like, the third highest coach in the sport is football. It's nuts. So, yeah, I think they're going to get the taste of it. They're on pace for 2 straight college football playoffs. My guess is, like I said, they really like it, and so they will continue to invest in it. So, yes, I think he's a really good coach. I think he'll continue to have all the resources that he desires.
I agree. I think as long as he is, he's going to age himself out. He's 64 years old. Sooner or later, you slow down. Although he doesn't look 64 and he doesn't act 64.
True.
I mean, think about it. He is young. He is older than Mike McCarthy. He is older than John Harbaugh. For crying out loud, this guy, he is not a young cat. He's less than 10 years younger than Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. But he's done great. He's done a great job. He will be fine.
Less than 10 years ago, Kurt Cignetti was the head coach at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, a Division II school about an hour and a half outside of Pittsburgh. That's been a D2 powerhouse for a long time. But less than 10 years ago, he was in his mid-50s and at a D2 school. And now he's the third highest paid coach in D1 college football.
It's an amazing story.
It's crazy.
An amazing story.
And he's a Western RJ, PA guy to the core,
too. RJ's inspiration. RJ's been thinking about giving up, you know?
He is done. Get into some big SEC matchups, including the third Saturday in October in Tuscaloosa. 5 different ranked matchups we got to get to all on the way here on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.